From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jean Cochran. Democrat Terry McAuliffe has upset a trend, becoming the first member of a party occupying the White House to become Virginia governor since 1977. He managed to beat conservative Republican Ken Cuccinelli, but not by much. The margin of victory, about 1%. And McAuliffe's promising to make Virginia a model of pragmatic leadership.
Over the next 4 years, we have to prove to the taxpayers that we can spend their money effectively and efficiently to reduce congestion and create economic activity.
Cuccinelli was attempting to prove a Tea Party-backed conservative could win the governorship of a swing-voting state, and he made his campaign a referendum on the president's health care law.
Despite being outspent by an unprecedented $15 million, this race came down to the wire because of Obamacare.
In a race with presidential overtones, re-election came easily for New Jersey's Republican Governor Chris Christie. NPR's Giles Snyder reports he captured 60% of the vote.
Christie walked away with a dominating margin of victory over his Democratic opponent. It was decisive, and political analyst Larry Sabato at the University of Virginia says the Republican Party will have to take note of it.
Whenever you have a Republican governor in this polarized era winning a blue state by 60%, even against weak opposition, it's worth a party's notice.
But Sabato says if Christie decides to run for the GOP nomination for president in 2016, he has his work cut out for him in winning over the party's conservative base. However, he says Christie's convincing re-election should make the uphill climb less steep. Giles Snyder, NPR News, Washington.
Liberal Democrat Bill de Blasio easily won the race to succeed New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg. De Blasio hammered Republican rival Joe Lotta 73-24%. In Boston, State Representative Marty Walsh narrowly defeated City Councilor John Connolly in that city's most competitive mayoral race in more than two decades. In Detroit, Mike Duggan was elected mayor to become that city's first white mayor since 1974. But his role will be nominal. The city's under control of a state-appointed emergency manager. Illinois is about to become the 15th state to legalize same-sex marriage. Brian Mackey of member station WUIS reports lawmakers have approved legislation and the governor's promised to sign it.
Both chambers of the Illinois legislature are controlled by Democrats. But even after a Valentine's Day victory in the state Senate, opposition from religious groups meant it took the better part of a year to get enough votes in the House. Kelly Cassidy is one of a handful of openly gay state lawmakers.
The right thing is to tell my family, these families here today and watching us, that you are valued. You are equal.
Marriage legislation was approved with a slim majority, including four Republicans.
This is NPR News.